Dr. Brandon Hawkins, dictating for patient Margarito, M-A-R-G-A-R-I-T-O, last name H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, medical record number 190, date of dictation is August 8, 2012, patient presents clinic on this visit as an insulin-dependent type 2 diabetic. Patient had last seen their primary care physician less than 2 months ago. Patient denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, or associated events at this time. Patient at this time presents for medically necessary diabetic for care. Objective dermatological upon visualization skin this time. There is no open lesions and no interdigital maceration. Skin does show signs of atrophy, hyperpigmentation. There is thinning of the skin with notable loss of hair growth. There is a superficial hyperkeratic lesions associated at this time, both to the sub-first and fifth bilaterals, as well as to the IPJ, the hallux, as well as there's noted muscular wasting to the interosseous and lumbricales muscles. Mask that shows non-palpable pedal pulses known to both dorsalis pedis and posterior arteries with superficial varicosities and telecdysesia. Neurological sensation at this time is absent, both sharp dull vibratory predictive sensation as well as deep tendon reflex. Musculature shows notable dorsally contracted digits 2 through 5 bilateral, which are rigid in nature. Assessment: number 1 is onychomycosis, number 2 teeny pedis dermatitis and eczema, number 3 painful apical lesions, number 4 atherosclerosis with peripheral artery disease and venous insufficiency, number 5 painful hematoid deformities, number 6 type 2 diabetes associated painful peripheral plantar. 1 patient examined. Number 6 at the same patient's nails were debrided both manually and mechanically. Patient's hypercritic lesions were debrided. Patient was advised on diabetic foot care and will return to clinic in 2 to 3 months for follow-up management. Please put the same dictation on October 10th, 2012 for same patient, as well as January 16th, 2013 for same patient. Brandon Hawkins dictating for patient Catherine Ringo, R-I-N-G-O, medical record number 39725. Date of dictation is 7-18-11. Patient presents clinic on this visit for follow-up of previous hematocrit correction and bunion correction. Patient at this time denies any pain, denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. Patient is ambulating well at this time and appears to be, or is ambulating well with regular shoe gear. Objective dermatological upon visualization of the surgical site, there is no open lesions and no interdigital macerations. The surgical area is well healed. Muscle strength shows active and passive range of motion to be stable with no pain at end range of motion. Assessment number 1 is previous bunion correction with hematocrit correction, left foot, no pain. Number 6 pain, ability to walk, resolve, plan, when patient was examined. At this time, patient was advised to increase ambulatory status as well as to do daily stretching techniques to the first metatarsal. Patient will, at this time, will return to clinic in 1 month for follow-up management. This is for same patient on August 17, 2011. Patient presents at this time for follow-up of previous bunion correction. Patient denies any pain at this time. Denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. Patient is ambulating well. Objective dermatological upon visualization of the surgical site. The area is well healed. There is no erythema, no edema appearance, and no active signs of infection associated with this time. Assessment number 1 is status post bunion correction and hammer-toe correction to the second toe left foot. Well healed. Number 6 pain, better walk, resolved. Plan of when patient was examined. Number 6 at this time. Patient was advised to return to regular shoe gear and regular activity. Patient is happy with the outcome, and at this time will return to clinic PRN. This is for same patient on October 24th, 2011. Patient presents at this time after an automobile action which was sustained. Patient states that her toe was injured after the automobile accident which was sustained on 10-10-2011. Patient relates to mild to moderate pain and states that the toe is potentially dislocated. Patient has no orthopedic complaints associated with this time, denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. Objective dermatological upon visualization of the skin at this time, there's mild bruising associated to the medial aspect of the first metatarsal phalangeal joint region as well as pain on palpation. There is a notable medial deviation of the hallux in regards to previous alignment. There is also limited range of motion associated to the first metatarsal phalangeal joint region, both dorsiflexion and plantar flexion. X-rays, 3 views of the left foot, show medial dislocation of the first metatarsal in regards to previous X-rays which were obtained over 2 months ago after surgery. Assessment number 1 is new onset of dislocation associated with the toe. Number 6, new onset of capsulitis with tendonitis, pneumonic pain, and inability to walk after trauma. Plan of one patient was examined. Pneumonic at this time, patient's x-rays are taken, obtained, and reviewed. At this time, patient was given a small cortisone injection into the first inner metatarsal space. Patient was also placed in a splint. Patient at this time will return to clinic in 1 month for follow-up management. This is for same patient, December 24, 2011. Patient states that she is doing better. Patient continues to use her splint. Patient has mild pain, but is able to ambulate better. Patient has no other pediatric complaints until this time. Denies any nausea along with fever chills. Objective rheumatological punctization of the surgical site at this time. The dislocation appears to be more stable. There is no erythema, no demon appearance, no active signs of infection at this time. Assessment number one is status post dislocation, first toe, left foot, secondary to automobile accident. Pneumonics, previous bunion correction, well healed. Pneumonics, hammer toe deformity, well healed. Pneumonics, pain able to walk, resolved. Planned when patient was examined. Pneumonics at this time, patient was advised to continue with the splint. Patient was also advised to continue with daily physical therapy. And at this time, patient will return to clinic in 1 month for reevaluation and potential discharge. This is for same patient on January 23rd, 2012. Patient presents to clinic on this visit for follow-up of previous dislocation as well as previous bunion correction. Patient at this time relates to the pain is minimal, denies any nausea, along with fever chills or associated events, and is ambulating well with regular sugar. Objective rheumatological visualization of the first metatarsal flange resort region. The scar is well healed. There's no pain or palpation associated with the scar. The previous dislocation is stable with minimal pain on palpation. There's minimal pain with both dorsiflexion and plantar flexion and range of motion. Assessment number one is status post dislocation of the first metatarsal phalangeal joint region secondary to automobile accident. Pneumonics, previous trauma. Pneumonics, previous bunion correction with hammer toe correction. Left foot well healed. Plan of one patient was examined. Pneumonics, this time patient was advised continue with physical therapy both with dorsiflexion and plantar flexion associated with the first metatarsal. Patient was advised to continue with stable shoe gear as well as anti-inflammatories and will return as needed. This is for same patient on August 22nd, 2012. Patient presents at this time presents at this time with new pain associated to the first metatarsal phalangeal joint region. Patient states that it began approximately 2 to 3 weeks ago and feels similar to when she had her dislocation from her automobile accident. Patient has no orthopedic complaints, denies any nausea, vomiting, fever chills. Objective rheumatological punctization of the left first. There's mild swelling associated to the first metatarsal phalangeal joint region as well as pain with both dorsiflexion and plantar flexion as well as mild as well as guarding and limited range of motion. Assessment number one is new onset of capsulitis to the first metatarsal phalangeal joint region secondary to overuse syndrome. Pneumonics is pain. Pneumonics is tendonitis. Pneumonics pain. About a walk. Plan of when patient was examined. At this time, patient's ultrasound was obtained, showing no tears in both the tendon or capsule. Patient was given a small cortisone injection of dexamethasone into the first inner metatarsal space. Patient was also strapped to limit the motion for approximately 2 to 3 days. Patient was advised to continue with anti-inflammatories and was given a metrodose pack. And at this time, patient will return to clinic in 1 to 2 weeks to see if pain is completely resolved. Hawkins dictating for patient Maria, last name CABADOS, medical record number 287-82. Data dictation is 4-9-26-11. Patient presents clinic on this visit for medically necessary diabetic foot care. Patient is a non-insulin type 2 diabetic with last fasting blood sugar measuring 132 milligrams per deciliter. Patient denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. Patient's primary care physician, Dr. Thomas, and was last seen a little over a month ago. Objective rheumatological punctization. Skin this time, there's open lesions and no interdigital maceration. Skin does show signs of atrophy, hyperpigmentation, thinning of the skin, as well as notable loss of hair growth. There are superficial hypercutic lesions associated this time to the medial aspect of the first metatarsal phalangeal joint region, as well as to the IPJ, as well as plantar aspect of the fifth metatarsal. There is also noted this time dry, scaly appearance associated with skin, as well as loss of hair growth. The nails show elongation, thickening, dystrophy with associated subungual debris, and incurvation of the medial lateral borders of all nails. Vasculature shows non-palpable pedal pulse, no DP and PT powder with capillary foot time this time, notably diminished. All nails are all digits. There are small superficial telangiectasia. There is no varicosity associated this time, and mild edema associated to both right and left lower extremity, non-pitting in nature. Neurological sensation at this time is absent, both sharp toe vibratory and predictive sensation. Deep tendon reflexes are diminished to the Achilles tendon, but intact to the patellar tendon of the right and left lower extremity. Assessment number one is onychomycosis, pneumonic tinea pedis, dermatitis, and eczema, pneumonic painful hypercontusions, pneumonic atherosclerosis with peripheral artery disease and venous insufficiency, pneumonic diabetes with associated painful peripheralopathy. Plan of one patient examined, pneumonic sustained patient snails were divided both manually and mechanically. Patient's hypercontusions at this time were divided. Patient was advised on diabetic foot care and the use of diabetic shoes. At this time, patient will return to clinic in 9 weeks for follow-up management.
You got any
AR-15 or no?
Mm-hmm. Do you?
I'm actually having one made.
Oh, you're having it made?
Yeah.
Hawkins, dictate information, Maria, last name C-A-B-A-D-O-S, medical record number 28782, data dictation 11-28-11, patient presents clinic on this visit for medical and necessary diabetic foot care. Patient was last seen in late November of 2000, or late September. Patient at this time presents for medical and necessary foot care. Medically necessary diabetic foot care. Patient's last fasting blood sugar was slightly elevated at 148 milligrams per deciliter. Objective dermatological. Upon visualization of skin this time, there is no palpations and no interdigital maceration. Skin shows signs of atrophy, hyperpigmentation. There is mild interdigital maceration associated to digits 1 and or first and fourth inner space of the left foot. Nails show elongation and thickening distributed with associated subungual debris. There is continued hypercardial lesions associated to the IPJ and subfirst, as well as new onset of PIPJ fifth. There is continued hypercardial lesion associated to the plantar aspect of fifth metatarsal. Skin also shows signs of telangiectasia, as well as loss of hair growth at this time. Vasculature shows non-palpable fetal placental DPNPT matter, as well as capillary foot time at this time is notably diminished. Skin is also cool to touch. Neurological sensation shows loss of sensation associated with sharp dull vibratory protective sensation, as well as deep tendon reflexes both to the Achilles and patellar tendon region. Assessment number one is onychomycosis, pneumonics, tinea pedis, dermatitis, and eczema, pneumonics, interdigital maceration, pneumonics, onychomycosis, pneumonics, painful hypercontusions, pneumonics, atherosclerosis with peripheral artery disease, and venous insufficiency, pneumonics, diabetes with associated painful peripheralopathy. Plan of one patient's examined, pneumonics, time patient's nails were debrided both manual and mechanical, as well as patient's hypercontusions. Patient was advised to dry thoroughly between her toes. Patient was also advised on diabetic foot care and the use of diabetic shoes. And at this time, patient will return to clinic in 9 weeks for follow-up management. This is for same patient on 11-28-11. Patient presents to clinic on this visit for medically necessary diabetic foot care. Patient was last seen by a primary care physician, Dr. Thomas, over 1 month ago. Patient's last fasting blood sugar taken 2 days ago measured 168 milligrams per deciliter. Patient continues to be non-insulin dependent. Orally controlled. Patient has no other complaints at this time. Objective dermatological upon visualization of the skin at this time, there is no palpations and no interdigital maceration. Skin shows signs of atrophy, hyperpigmentation, thinning of skin, and notable loss of hair growth, as well as continued hypercardial lesions associated to the first and fifth digits, as well as plantar metatarsals. There is also continued superficial telangiectasia, as well as capillary foot time. This time is continued to be diminished with increased time. Vasculature shows non-palpable pedal pulse DPNPT bilateral with the skin cool to touch. And neurological sensation continues to be absent, both sharp dull vibratory predictive sensation as well as deep tendon reflexes, both to the Achilles and patellar tendon region. Assessment number one is onychomycosis, pneumonics, tinea pedis, dermatitis, and eczema, pneumonics, painful hypercontusions, pneumonics, atherosclerosis with peripheral artery disease, and venous insufficiency, pneumonics, type 2 diabetes, non-insulin dependent, with peripheral neuropathy. Plan of one patient examined. Pneumonics, at this time, patient's nails were debrided both manually and mechanically. Patient was advised on diabetic foot care and the use of diabetic shoes. Patient at this time will return to clinic in 2 months for follow-up management. This is for same patient on February 27, 2012. Patient presents clinic on this visit for medically necessary diabetic foot care. Patient was last seen by her primary care physician, Dr. Thomas, 2 days ago. Patient continues to be non-insulin to type 2 diabetic. Patient has no new medication changes associated to her diabetes. And patient relates that her last fasting blood sugar taken earlier this week measured approximately 150 milligrams per deciliter. Patient has no other pedal complaints, denies any pain, denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, or other associated event, continues to have mild painful peripheral neuropathy, but does not request medication at this time. Objective dermatological upon visualization of the skin at this time, there is no palpations, no interdigital maceration. Skin shows signs of atrophy, as well as thinning of the skin, as well as superficial telangiectasia. There is loss of hair growth at this time, as well as painful hypercontusions associated sub-first and fifth bilateral, as well as IPJ. There is noted plantar flex metatarsals, digits 1 through 5 bilateral, as well as notable hammer toe deformities. Nails show elongation, thickening, dystrophy with a solicitous subungual debris. Vasculature shows non-palpable, pale pulses, no DP and PT bilateral with skin cool to touch, and capillary fill time at this time is notably diminished. Neurological sensation continues to show loss of sensation associated with sharp dull vibratory protective sensation, as well as deep tendon reflexes, both the Achilles and patella tendon region. Assessment number 1 is onychomycosis, pneumonics, senior pedis, dermatitis, and eczema, pneumonics, painful hypergotic lesions, pneumonics, plantar flex metatarsals with hammer toe deformities, pneumonics, atherosclerosis with perforatory disease, and venous insufficiency, pneumonics, type 2 diabetes with associated painful perforinopathy. Plan of 1 patient is examined, pneumonics of the same patient's nails were divided both manually and mechanically, as well as patient's hypergotic lesions. Patient was advised on diabetic foot care and educated on both diet and the use of diabetic shoes. At this time, patient will return to clinic in, we'll return to clinic in 9 weeks for follow-up management. This is for same patient on 12. This is for same patient, Maria Cabados, medical record number 28782, date identification 12-12-12. Patient presents with a gun. This is it for medically necessary diabetic foot care. Patient was last seen by her primary care physician.
I'm sitting right here. I'm walking around circles looking for you.
Patient was last seen by her primary care physician earlier this month. Patient has no new pedal complaints. Patient continues to be non-insulin dependent, type 2 diabetic with no new changes in medications. And last fasting blood sugar measured 136 milligrams per deciliter. Direct hematologic upon visualization of the skin. This time there is no open lesions, no interdigital macerations. There's dry skin appearance associated with both skin at this both feet at this time, as well as loss of hair growth. There are superficial hyperkeratic lesions associated to the IPJ of the hallux, dorsal lateral aspect of the PIPJ, as well as distal tip of the third toe. There's hyperkeratic lesions associated with plantar aspect of the foot at this time, as well as dry skin appearance. Nails show incurvation, as well as elongation, thickening, dystrophy with associated subungual debris. Vasculature shows non-palpable pedal pulse, no DP and PT bilateral, as well as neurological sensation at this time is absent, both sharp dull vibratory protective sensation, as well as deep tendon reflexes. Assessment number 1 is onychomycosis, pneumonics, tinea pedis, dermatitis, and eczema, pneumonics, painful hypergotic lesions, pneumonics, plantar flex metatarsals with hammer toe deformities, pneumonics, type 2 diabetes with associated perforinopathy, as well as atherosclerosis with perforatory disease and venous insufficiency. Plan of 1 patient examined, pneumonics at this time, patient's nails were divided both manually and mechanically, as well as patient's superficial hypercritic lesions. At this time, patient was advised on diabetic foot care and use of diabetic shoes. At this time, patient will return to clinic in 9 weeks for follow-up management. Hawkins, dictated for patient Eva, E-V-A, last name S-A-N-D-E-R-S, medical record number 34652, date of dictation is 1-23-13. Patient presents at this time as a long-standing patient for severe pain associated with both feet. Patient states that the pain measures approximately 7 or 8 out of 10 on a daily basis. Patient denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. At this time, ejector hematologic upon visualization of the skin. At this time, there is notable hypercritic lesions associated to the plantar aspect of the first, second, third, and fifth metatarsals bilateral, which are notably nucleated. Skin otherwise shows no other signs of abrasions, corrosions, lesions, lacerations, or signs of contusions, and nails are normotropic in appearance with normal texture and turgor, or normal texture and color. Vasculature shows palpable pedal pulse, no DP and PT bilateral, and neurological sensation is intact, both sharp dull vibratory protective sensation, as well as deep tendon reflexibility to the Achilles and patellar tendon region. Musculoskeletal time shows plantar flex metatarsals to digits 1 through 5. There is a mild dorsally contracted digits 2 through 5 bilateral, which are flexible. There is a severe decreased medial arch with pain and palpation associated to the medial calcaneal tubercle region, as well as to the insertion of the navicular, or insertion of the posterior tibial tendon at the navicular. There is decreased medial arch with stance and gait, as well as early heel lift, apropulsive gait, and post-kinetic dyskinesia. Assessment number 1 is severe painful pathologitis with Hillsborough syndrome, pneumonics, plantar flex metatarsals, pneumonics tendonitis of the posterior tibial tendon, Achilles tendon, pneumonics, the equinus foot deformity, pneumonics, talo tarsal dislocation. Plan of 1 patient was examined, pneumonics at this time, patient's biomechanical examination and muscle testing was performed. At this time, patient will be authorized through the insurance provider for possible custom-made orthotics to help with ambulation. If this is not approved, patient may potentially need open reduction internal fixation of the dislocated subtalar joint. At this time, patient will return to clinic in 1 week for potential casting.